I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's election to replace the late president, Ebrahim Raisi, will be June 28. But Iranians are skeptical. Iranian voter turnout has decreased significantly in recent years. And under Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the pool of candidates who can put their names on the ballot is extremely limited. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says,
an election in Iran for the last 40 years hasn't been free. It's been incredibly controlled. So that sounds to me like some kind of meaningless charade to put another puppet in place that will continue to carry Khamenei's will.
Iranians need hope. Transform Iran offers them the best hope in Jesus Christ.
Pray that they hear the good news, pray that they connect with the message, and pray for us to continue to be able to minister to them, disciple them, and strengthen them as the church grows in Iran.
And finally, if you see images of Arabs and Jews in one place these days, you'll often see conflict or violence. But Israeli and Arab pastors are defying expectations. Recently, Pastor Konstantin Sivian with Beit Halal Congregation in Ashdod, Israel, traveled to a conference in Turkey. There, he met with other pastors from the Middle East and North Africa, and he says,
they gather together and pray, preach, and it was amazing because we also shared that, yes, we are now in Israel, and we pray for you. Pray for Muslim countries, pray for Arab countries, because we know that we are brothers and we know a lot of Christians. Now they're also standing and pray for Israel.
Plus, Beit Halal congregation gathers believers every day to pray for peace. They're also praying for terrorists to embrace the gospel. Join us in praying with them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.